Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 25. Its title is, How Important is Obedience? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Not only did God create the heaven and the earth, God also created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis continues to say. Every person in the whole human race is loved mightily and tenderly by God our Creator. Whatever God has done for the human race, he's done out of genuine love and with an intense desire to see man happy. In the book, the Bible, our loving Heavenly Father and beneficent Creator has revealed unto the human race his divine will. Everything God has ever said to us in his holy book has been said for our good, and is conducive for our happiness here in this life and the life that is to come. Our obedience, therefore, to God's holy will, as revealed in the Bible, is for our personal happiness and eternal welfare. The study of the Bible and of human history reveals that man's obedience to God's will has always brought man happiness, and disobedience has always brought unhappiness. For this reason, we have in the Bible an emphasis on obedience. God said, What things whatsoever I command you, observe to do. Deuteronomy 12:32. Again, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. Christ himself set the example of obedience to the Father's will. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Christ said, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6:38. Again Christ said, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. The inspired apostle John said, He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. Man must come to know God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Eternal life thus depends on our knowing God. But how do we know God? Hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. 1 John 2:3. We cannot claim scripturally to know God if we refuse to keep his commandments. Obedience shows we know God. Man needs friendship with God and his Son. Jesus said, Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15:4. Obedience is an expression of our friendship with Jesus. What a marvelous friend we have in him. Every human being needs this close relationship with our blessed Lord. Obedience shows our friendship. Faith in Jesus Christ as God's Son is essential to our salvation from sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. But our faith is not a saving faith unless it expresses itself in obedience to God's will. The inspired James said, For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. Saving faith expresses itself in obedience to God's will. Certainly we know that the love of God on our part is indispensable. But love itself is expressed in obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments, said Jesus. John 14:15. Vocal claims to love God and love for his Son are empty sounds unless they come from a heart of faith, finding expression in willing, loving obedience to God's will. Faithful obedience to God shows we love him. May the Lord bless you richly in your obedience to his will, and we thank you for your call.